What about backup? Backup. Or to back up. It can be a noun, a backup, or to back up.
Well, it's basically when you make a copy of your files. So you can have two copies in case with something happens with the...
Okay, in case of emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you back up your files often?
Not really.
Yeah. I'm very worried about this, because I don't. I just hope nothing of this sort will ever happen to me. But apparently I'm risking. I'm risking a lot, because I've got some important stuff there regarding my teaching or some episodes of the podcast. But obviously they are on the internet as well, so this is already backed up.
Yeah.
So should we back up more in general? Sorry. Should we back up more in general?
Well, if you are talking really about important stuff, like some documents, and you know, they usually are not that large in terms of file size.
Mm-hmm.
It's not expensive, or you know, otherwise not hard to back up.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's check out this list. To format. What is format C or format D or format E or format F? And we can continue like this because the alphabet has more letters, of course. So
you noticed?
yeah. Well, I work as a teacher, so sometimes I have to teach this thing that is called alphabet. It's like a list of some kind of symbols, you know. And it has some order.
And
yeah.
How far did you manage to get?
To pee.
Oh.
Because I had to pee. Okay. Was a good joke, listeners, wasn't it?
Mm.
Until I spoiled it by telling you that it was a good joke. Okay. Yeah.
Well, in terms of computer terminology, you mostly use... formatting to describe a process when you prepare some of your media for the data to be copied in.
Okay, what I had in my mind was that it's basically I'm deleting everything that is on my hard disk to make it nice and clean, spick and span, and just be ready for, as you are saying, for some more data to be copied. But this process is usually a tough one, yeah? It takes some time, and you don't like doing this very often, do we? Because we lose a lot of stuff, yeah? A lot of programs and...
There are more...
Kinds of
formatting.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm talking about formatting your... what is it called? The hard drive. Usually it's C, where you have your operating system,
it's still,
right?
It still can be done in various ways.
Right, okay. It's getting too complicated, listeners. So maybe we will just drop this subject for now, but I'm sure you know what formatting is, and I think you even believe it's quite exciting in a way, isn't it? Do you feel excited when you format your hard drive?
No.
Are you looking forward to it? And now it comes, the moment comes. When
everything
is done and my computer
gone.
Everything will be faster, you know. No.
Yeah, and you will have to download everything again.
Your
stuff.
I don't download because I buy it, of course. So.
I mean free.
Oh, you mean freeware? Yeah, of course. Okay. Software and hardware. What's this about? Well, some people they still have difficulties distinguishing between these two terms.
Really?
They look alike, right? Software, hardware, they even rhyme. You could create a poem from it. A very bad poem, I think. Shakespeare wouldn't have written it himself, because by the time he was alive, I don't think he knew computers. So, software and hardware. What's the difference between these two terms? Software and hardware.
You can remember it basically by uh,
Well, I think you don't remember it, actually. No.
Yeah, I remember.
You have just proved that you don't remember it yourself.
Oh. you can touch the hardware, but you can't touch the software. Physically.
Well, but what if I tell you I can?
Show me.
Well, I'm... Okay. This is my Windows DVD box, and I'm touching it, and I'm touching the software.
No, you're touching the hardware. You're touching the hardware. Where's the software?
The software is... I'm touching the letters of the Windows. Windows Vista.
Where?
Over here. Can't you see the box?
No.
It's here, in front of you.
I think you have some serious problems, man.
Okay, it's an imaginary box. I was pulling your leg a bit. But obviously, you're an intelligent and smart guy. So, I didn't manage to pull the wool over your eyes. Okay, I didn't deceive you. So, I think you said it perfectly. What about virus? Virus. Now, we know that virus can be contagious. It's not bacteria, right? Virus is some kind of organism. Is this true?
I'm not a microbiologist
in this case either, but I think it's some kind of organism that can create problems in your body.
Yeah.
When we look at the first meaning. So, of course, it has another meaning, and it comes from the PC world.
Well, and as you know, you don't want to be... Is it infected by a virus?
I think so. Yes, of course. What about HIV virus? Of course it is infected. If you have sex with a person...
you don't want to have any kind of virus in your body, because it basically represents some bad...
There can be good bacteria and bad bacteria, right? But yeah. Virus is always bad, I think.
Yeah, and the same goes for your PC and IT in general. And
can there be a good virus? Like, it can help you, actually.
Well, if you create it, it can help you.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you can suck some files from somebody else's computers, for example. Some important files. It's a virus which you created, and okay, so it's kind of some kind of unauthorized program that can damage your PC.
It's a kind of software.
It's software.
Yeah.
Which means you can't touch it.
Yeah.
You can't touch virus, listeners. Now, it's coming from an expert, so you believe that. You can't not believe that. You can't not believe that. Can I say that?
I think it's double negation.
I've just produced double negation. I'm capable of doing miracles on this podcast, apparently. A language miracles. Double negation. What about a bug? A bug can again be some kind of insect, yeah? An animal.
Yeah.
But a bug can be in your computer as well, right? I mean, if it crawls inside your computer and gets stuck in your fan, then it can get injured, yeah?
A bug is mostly somehow a design flaw in software.
Yeah, so it's kind of a defect or fault in a program.
Yeah.
Can you touch a bug?
Which one? This one?
No, nice one. This is a language sense of humor. Because can you do something? It can refer to the ability of doing something which I wanted to ask you about, or it can be used as a request. So I didn't mean it as a request. Can you touch the bug? But you understood it the other way. I think you did it on purpose because
no.
So you really meant? You really thought I was asking you to touch a bug?
Yeah, because you know, just those cockroaches came in there, so...
No, listen, it's nice and clean here. There are no cockroaches in my room.
You can send them back to your kitchen.
There are no cockroaches or cock apart from... No, I'm gonna delete that. Okay. No cockroaches, no bed bugs, no ants, nothing of this sort in my room. So now we have Wi-Fi. There's a similar word, sci-fi, which is science fiction, which refers to science fiction, but Wi-Fi, or Wi-Fi, what is it?
It's an acronym, I guess. It's Wireless Fidelity.
Wireless Fidelity?
Fidelity.
I have no idea. No idea. Got to check this one.
I know the spelling, but I'm not really sure about the pronunciation of the second one.
Yeah, but a lot of words from IT are acronyms, actually. What is an acronym, listeners? Well, acronym is a word created from usually initial letters of other words, yeah?
Yeah.
So, EU is European Union. No. No, that's abbreviation. Okay, I take it back, listeners. NATO. North Atlantic Trade Organization. It's acronym, eh?
I'm not...
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure about the difference.
Yeah, I think...
I know there's the difference that you described, but I'm not sure
listen,
which is which.
I know the difference. I've just remembered. An acronym. An acronym is pronounced different way than abbreviations. Abbreviations are pronounced by each letter. So you say EU, right?
Yeah.
Whereas acronym can be pronounced as a whole word. It's a completely new word. Like
so what's
NATO.
Wi-Fi?
NATO. Wi-Fi is an acronym because if it were the abbreviation, it would have to be pronounced WIFI.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's the difference. I just remembered. The Alzheimer has taken his toll, but not enough. I'm still fighting this off, listeners, and I'm fighting this off live. You can just be witnessing this live. Hacker. What or who is a hacker?
Well, it's a person.
Okay.
Mostly not really
appreciated person because he does some stuff that kind of borderline with criminality. Yeah,
you can say that. It's not always the case, but he takes advantages of bugs.
Of bugs.
Yeah.
Really. So what does he mean? It means that you find some cockroaches in your bed.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you tame them, start talking to them, and give them some orders. Okay, now you need to scare this girl. If you scare her enough, she will go mad, and then I don't know what. Yeah, well, Pavel is just showing me what might happen as a result of scaring the girl. But again, it's a bit inappropriate. Okay, listeners, we are men, yeah? We are not afraid to admit it, so sometimes we think about stuff, you know? Not just IT.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, but let's get serious. So, we're talking about hackers. You know that the word to hack, basically, its original meaning is to cut something, like to hack.
You
can use an axe to hack wood, you know?
It's basically you take some shortcut to some...
Data
or...
But hackers, yeah. But I think hackers, as you said, most of them are negative, but there might be some positive hackers, even employed by secret service or something like that. Like FBI, they have their own agent, they have their own hackers, right?
Yeah, I don't think this is really positive.
I don't know if it's for good cause. So you think there is always bad hackers?
No, I think in this case when governments use hackers against their own
people.
Mm-hmm. It's not really a good thing. But I know that frequently hackers get employed by antivirus by companies that develop antivirus software.
Mm-hmm.
And
To find the faults.
Yeah, they are basically looking for the
bugs.
Faults and for any way how to
fix it,
how to prevent it.
How
the bad hacker can overcome some protection.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so one question remains. Are you a hacker?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Have you tried hacking? into something.
What do you call hacking?
What do you call hacking? I don't know. For example, have you hacked into somebody's profile on Facebook and changed their profile picture just for the sake of fun, or just to make fun of someone or something like that? That can be bad, really bad hacking, but it can be kind of innocent one, you know. Just
From time to time, we tend to
rob some banks.
No.
We tend to steal some money from banks.
Our company, we make pranks on each other.
Okay, you do pranks.
We do pranks.
Yeah.
On each other. So basically,
play tricks. No,
yeah.
Play jokes on each other. Yeah. You can say play jokes, I think. Play a trick, do a trick.
It was a really simple one when we found on internet a picture of blue screen, and we put it in a full screen. Then we disabled the mouse of the person who was away from his computer, and when he came back, he started moving the mouse. He saw the blue screen. He started moving the mouse. Nothing happened. So he restarted it.
Oh yeah. and of course there is one similar joke when somebody receives this screen with a countdown, and it looks like a bomb is gonna go off. It looks like a bomb is gonna go off. You know.
Yeah.
There is like a countdown.
No. I'm not.
You wouldn't be afraid if something like that happened to you?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, to be honest.
I don't know. There might be a screen, yeah, and some numbers showing you how much time remains until some bomb is launched or rocket is launched, no?
Okay. I've never seen such a thing.
Okay, sorry. I have kind of vivid and wild imagination sometimes. So.
Yeah.
A file and folder.
Well, file is a specific part of data that's stored on your computer.
Okay, so it can be there are lots of different types of files, like doc file. Doc file is not a file with a dog, right? There is no, but although I think there are cat files as well, right?
Yeah.
DOC file, right?
Mm.
Which is a text file, or JPG file, which is some kind of picture, photo, and so on. Okay. Whereas folder, what is a folder?
A folder is basically it divides the storage space that you have in your PC. It's basically
you can imagine it as a some kind of drawers, different folders, different drawers.
Yeah,
and you can put their files so that you can sort it out.
Yeah, because you would be quite lost when. If there were all files in one.
Yeah, I'm lost anyway, because this is exactly what happens to me. I'm a bit messy, you know?
Yeah.
Not the football player. Okay.
Yeah, I know that.
you know that, yeah?
You're messy.
Well, I play more like Ronaldo, you know? Yeah. And one last word from this group of words is a noob. I thought it would be a good word to end this list of words, and I put in the word noob.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this word really exists in English language as such. And if I checked out my dictionary of contemporary English, I think it won't be there. It's like a slang term.
Yeah.
So who is a noob? Spelled N-O-O-B. Who is a noob?
Well, I'm afraid that I'm looking at some...
At what?
At some noob.
At a noob?
Yeah.
You think I'm a noob?
Oh.
Well, still doesn't answer my question, who is a noob? So maybe you are the one who is noob, because you haven't answered my question. Okay,
well,
please answer my question before you can call me a noob, alright?
I guess...
Are we clear on that?
I guess we all are noobs in...
okay, it still doesn't explain who... What?
In some areas, because it's basically a person that is new to some...
It's a newbie, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a freshman or someone inexperienced, someone who doesn't know how to do stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? So, for example, if you are a virgin, you are a noob.
You can say that.
Yeah? But, I don't know. For example, if you have never played badminton, you're a badminton noob, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this word usually refers to computer games players.
Yeah.
Gamers. And this is what they call each other when they are in an online game, and one of them plays really badly. Yeah, they are a noob. So
this is quite a gentle,
polite way to refer to someone, because obviously there is a lot of flaming, as we call it, another slang word. A lot of bad words being thrown at the gamers because they hate each other, and because their identity is hidden behind the computer, so they are not afraid to use these terms.
Yeah.
And nothing is gonna happen to them. So you think that you are a noob?
Well, in some ways, sure I am.
So as you say, we are all noobs. Okay, Pavel, thanks a lot for dealing with this IT topic. I just wanna express my thanks once again.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And there is one more thing I want to tell you, and this will be really honest account from me. I think the last time I spoke to you, your English wasn't so good, so I just can't believe how much you have improved. Honestly, your English has been improved a lot. So you're not a noob anymore. But I just want to know how. Because how you managed to do this. Because it seems like you use a lot of phrasal verbs, you use a lot of expressions like it's not a big deal. Example, it's not the case, which you wouldn't have normally used back then at university when we were classmates. It's just a huge surprise to me, and big praise heaped on you right now.
Well, thanks.
So why is that? Can you tell me?
The only possible influence can be that with my brother we are just teasing each other with some English, shouting and stuff.
No, I don't believe that, because come on. Can your brother speak English well?
Quite well, I guess.
But we are talking about academic English here, because we have both been at the university. And
when you want to troll someone in English.
When you want to
troll.
Troll. Oh, troll. Troll. It's another word which we forgot to add to our list. To troll someone, it's a very nice slang word. So to troll someone is what?
Oh, basically tease and make fun of someone.
Okay. So you troll.
Yeah.
Okay.
We troll each other.
You troll each other.
Yeah.
With your brother.
Quite often we use some phrasal verbs.
Phrasal verbs.
Well.
Like fuck off. Or piss off. Yeah. A bugger off.
This can be used as well, but I guess those are some.
Well, I believe it's not like you can't tease your brother by saying I wanted to point out. That you don't say this, yeah?
No, but otherwise I don't know which or what can influence this, because I don't.
No, honestly speaking, I don't remember you speaking like that, because it's hard, you know, it's hard, because we are at this stage when our English is advanced, right? We both know it, and how to get further, how to make progress, it's so hard. It is so hard. We have to go to foreign country, to English-speaking country.
Yeah.
To do that, I think. But
at work, I don't think it that I encounter some English-speaking people
exactly.
That often.
I think you, obviously you work with computers. You're an IT guy, but you don't have many Skype conferences and stuff like that. You know, I'm talking about your speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have a lot of passive vocabulary, but it's always tough to use this passive vocabulary when we need to, when we want to, when it's appropriate, not to sound just dull and elementary when we speak. So I
don't
think you must have done a really good job. You know, improving your vocabulary skills. I'm talking about your vocabulary skills. The rest sucks. Do you think I'm serious now?
You're never serious.
He looks really offended. He looks insulted. I thought he's gonna punch me. No, later. No, I was kidding. I didn't mean it. I wanted to say that your vocabulary skills have improved, which is what matters a lot, you know. Speaking, it's pronunciation, it's fluency, speaking fluency, vocabulary, grammar, yeah. And for us, okay, we can make mistakes in grammar sometimes, but usually we don't, because we already know how to use all the tenses and stuff. But the problem usually is at our level with vocabulary, collocations, idioms, because that's the hardest stuff, I think. Don't you think?
I don't really know, because at this point I thought that I was somehow stuck on the same level for a long time.
That's my impression too. So like stagnating.
So I'm quite surprised you see it.
Because I haven't seen you for a long time. I can. I'm talking about the change you made. Let's go back to your university years. When I was leaving, when I was graduating, I was in the fifth year, and it took you a bit longer to study. So when I remember you there, that your English wasn't so good. Honestly, I mean your speaking wasn't so good.
Mm.
Now you really come up with interesting vocabulary, items of vocabulary, which I, frankly speaking, think that even the listeners will appreciate. After listening to this episode, are you going to listen to it, by the way?
Well, I think I will let it settle for some time.
Well,
maybe
that's what I thought. That's what I was talking about, listeners. I don't know what he has just said. I will let it settle. Ah, maybe settle or set in. I don't use this, but the, you know.
I don't think this is the only
meaning. Yeah, you're right. It sometimes has more meanings. I don't know. I would have to consult my dictionary. I'm not gonna do that because I'm already knackered and tired after recording this episode with you. But as I said, it was a pleasure, and I think it will be highly appreciated by the listeners as well. Hopefully, it will. Otherwise, you can just have fun listening to it. You can have feedback to your own English. You know,
yeah.
You can take some time going through it yourself and trying to correct the mistakes we made. Okay, so is there anything you would like to say at the end of this episode? Any message for my listeners? Something of the sort of keep listening, never give up studying English, or...
Well, I guess in general, my general opinion when we are talking about the IT is that I think that IT helped me with my English development quite a bit, so... I guess this is a positive influence.
Mm-hmm.
You can't only talk about, you know, violence.
Of course you're right. And on this note, I'd like to end this episode of the podcast. Thanks for featuring in it. Thanks for this.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.